Governor Brownback makes the case with your news headlines. I'm Tim Bolware. And wrapping up our conversation with Governor Brownback, the issue of education funding has been in the news lately. Some property tax relief will be coming to people in Holcomb, Hugoton, Ulysses, and Scott City, as a combined $3 million in emergency funds are coming their way from drop valuations. The governor responded to critics who are upset districts have had to come back with their hats in hand.
Before, it's just tough luck. Now they've got a mechanism, they've got some funds. And the school districts that lost enrollment, which we had about 160 that lost enrollment, normally they would have lost funds. Under the new block grant formula, you don't lose any money, because that's harder once you've already budgeted it. Now we're going to take it away.
Governor Brownback supports block grants because of the greater latitude it gives districts to channel the money where it's needed most. For complete and up-to-date news headlines, visit our website, westernkansasnews.com. For the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, I'm Tim Bolware.